Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. In Afghanistan, a car bombing that struck near a girls' school in Kabul has killed more than 50 people and injured over 100. Most of the victims were girls and young women. NPR's Dia Hadid has the latest.
There were piles of dusty textbooks and bloodied shoes outside the gate of the school where the car bomber struck just as the girls were streaming out of their classes. Rows of bodies covered with shrouds lined hospital corridors. Kabul's graveyards were filled with grieving families. The school blast adds to fears that violence will escalate as American and foreign forces withdraw from the country.
NPR's Dia Hadid, there have been no claims of responsibility for the attack. Communities are preparing to give COVID-19 vaccinations to children as young as 12 years old this week. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN in Nashville reports that federal authorities are expected to authorize use of the Pfizer shots for adolescents on Wednesday.
With adult vaccinations slowing down, there are plenty of Pfizer shots for those 12 and up. The issue is how best to give them. In Nashville, health officials are considering youth-focused weekend events. But Dr. Gil Wright says the timing is complicated.
We've looked at school-based vaccinations. We did do those with swine flu, and that's a possibility to do that again. It's just that we're right at the end of the school year.
Summer break will be here before kids are ready for dose two. Also, the COVID shots can interfere with the timing for other childhood vaccinations. The White House has said they hope to distribute doses directly to pediatricians, though that may take some time. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
Friday's disappointing jobs report alerted members of both political parties that there's a lot more work to do on the COVID-era economy. NPR's Mara Liasson reports on how the messages are shaping up.
After big employment gains in February and March, April's numbers were a letdown. Democrats say the numbers show why more investment in the economy is needed. Republicans say generous jobless benefits are the problem. And three Republican governors in Montana, South Carolina, and Arkansas have already cut enhanced unemployment payments. Wall Street was happy with the report because it suggests there will be no inflation anytime soon and the Fed will not raise interest rates. Economists say it will take a few more jobs reports to determine if April's numbers were a one-off or a really bad sign, and whether more people will go back to work when schools reopen and more people get vaccinated. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
Remnants of a massive Chinese rocket re-entered the Earth's atmosphere, colliding with planet Earth overnight, or roughly mid-morning China time. Coordinates provided by China's space agency put the point of impact in the Indian Ocean above the Maldives. The U.S. called it an uncontrolled re-entry, but China had assured the world that most of it would land as minor debris. This is NPR News. The National Labor Relations Board is investigating whether Amazon violated labor laws during a union election at its Bessemer, Alabama warehouse. Stephen Basaha of member station WBHM reports the board could overturn the election if the evidence supports the union's objections.
Amazon workers in Bessemer, Alabama voted more than 2-1 against unionizing. But the retail, wholesale, and department store union accuses Amazon of intimidating workers and threatening to close the warehouse if the union won. Amazon also had the U.S. Postal Service install a mailbox at the warehouse, which the union says violated the labor board's ruling against in-person voting. The union says the mailbox created the impression that Amazon was in charge of the election and monitoring voters. The union will begin presenting evidence and worker testimony starting on Monday. The hearing is expected to last until May 17th. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Basaha in Birmingham.
The Ford Motor Company is recalling roughly 617,000 Ford Explorer SUVs in the U.S. There's a risk the roof rail covers could detach. At first, Ford had approved a one-time repair coverage extension. In documents made public today, Ford says that in April, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration had requested Ford conduct a safety recall after first inquiring about the issue in early 2020, following 11 reports of roof rail covered detachment. The recall announced today covers 2016 through 2019 model year vehicles. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.